Do you find yourself in a fix at workplace at some point or other? That is the most pertinent question that most of the working professionals, especially the first-time managers, face in their life and in their workplace. And whatever they are facing, it is whatever is happening, it affects their all other places other than workplace, like their family life, their social life, their health and everything. And in return, that also affects, because those things that get affected, it also hampers their productivity. So whenever there is a productivity issue, you know, it is not about the workplace issues only, it is about personal issues also, and especially it is only the personal issues. So when I speak of leadership growth, everybody thinks that it is growing up the career ladder. It is, of course, but it is not about the position of how to gain position of authority or the responsibility, of course, but not about authority or promotion or getting into change of designation to a higher position. No, it is what you do to yourself as a leader. So why first time managers? Because these people, from honoring the orders of the superiors, they transition to this manager level wherein they need to take decisions and also support their teammates who are now their junior colleagues. So they were junior colleagues till yesterday and now they have become a boss. And how they do, what they do as a boss, is what hampers their productivity and the inadequacy in themselves at times. That is why they do not find the work to be palatable, you know. So that is the first thing. Because they don't find their work to be palatable, they find other excuses what is bothering them. They are bothered now about what the boss says. Obviously, if I don't like my work, then somebody will comment on it, right? And it becomes like a boss issue. But it starts from where? It starts from inside, right? Because you don't like whatever role you have transitioned into, but this is your requirement. Now, out of those 10 things that you have been assigned to as a leader, you know, you don't have much idea about what is the most important thing that you should be working on. So this has been a recent discovery when I was discussing with a person who has changed his career path from being people's manager to a marketing professional. So a marketing professional is 80% people's person also. So it would have helped him in a great way in the new position. But what has happened is he didn't get a promotion for the last 1 year. Why? Because he didn't do any marketing. And he also had this in his mind that he was in operations, now he has come to the marketing. Now this has been a guilt, and he thought this is an inadequacy in himself, and it has contributed, and at the end of the year he didn't get promotion. Everybody said, okay, you are a very good hard working person, and but you have to do something about the marketing side. Then what should I do? He asked. The HR person, she didn't have much clue either what to tell to this person. If she talks about the marketing words, that, like, say, the brand, the competition, and other things, it wouldn't have made any sense to this person. Maybe that was her presumption, which this person didn't have. He would have started exploring about what this new role is if somebody would have told him. So both sides, there was a confusion, what to ask and what to see. You see, there is a communication gap. So everybody thought it is a communication gap, but everybody knew it is not exactly a communication gap, but what else, nobody knew. So it was left at that. It was a communication issue. So then, while he was speaking to me, I asked him, what communication? Can you write down what communication it is, where you want to improve? The next thing that is in queue for me was to have a presentation skill. So presentation can be verbal and written, right? So I thought if he lacked, he was talking about lack of English and all those things, okay? But when I spoke to him, he was okay with English because we were communicating in English only. So I said, your English is okay, whatever you are saying, I can understand. There is no confusion either in the usage of phrases and other things. So where is the confusion? It cannot be your communication side. Then he told me that it is a strategic communication. Strategic communication is not about English, you know. That is what I told him. Strategic communication is what you think strategically and how it enhances your organization's possibility or effectiveness in achieving the result. That is what strategic communication should be. And it has nothing to do with English. You can do it very well in Telugu because his mother tongue was Telugu and he works around Hyderabad. Now, can you see the point? So here is what. When you change your role, you need to understand your role. And that is where we miss. Whatever we are told, because this is the second problem it was with him, because he transitioned from a operation person to the managerial position. He is accustomed to taking orders. Whatever his superior told, he did. Now also he is doing the same thing. Now, fast forward, when we worked together, I asked him to position, tell me one thing that he will tell to his management. And around that only his conversation will go. Because it was about communication, so I thought it has to do something with the way he is communicating with his superiors. So what he is communicating, that one should be very strategic. So I asked him, just tell me one thing around which all your presentation will focus around that. And he said that they are into the RO business, because he is in community development and health. Community health is his concern, and now they are providing RO to the communities. So he has to meet different kind of people, different kind of leaders, and brochures, and all the educational material, all that he does. So part of his job profile is to create content and increase awareness about RO. So what at the end of all those things, because this is the job of his juniors, I thought. This is not the job of the manager. So he said, yes, there is a possibility of increasing the customer base. But he started with saying that there is a market share. Can he increase the market share? So he said, and he went to his HR and asked her whether he should be focusing on increasing the market share. So she said, it is about the salespeople's job, it is not your job. So then I told him that he has to do marketing, after which the salespeople will convert. So you have to prepare the ground and the market sales team then will convert. So what now will be your strategy to increase your customer base? So that is the one-liner he had to position himself with. Right now, whatever is the customer base, out of that many population, how many, what number they are focusing at, what is now, and how much they want to increase by the end of the next year. So it took us 4 classes to figure out that, because he is from operations, now he has transitioned to marketing. Now once he knows to position himself in this one-liner, that now he has to increase his customer base, this will be his strength from now onwards. Now he has capability, relationship capability. Marketing is anyways 80% people's relationship, and then he also will learn how to, what aspects to monitor, to know that he has contributed. That also he knows now. So it is not much just to do that. The second problem that he came up with is, in order to know how much the customer base has been oriented with whatever they are doing, there are people, there are trainers in the ground, and all of them are supposed to do at least one awareness campaign every week, which means they are doing 4, each of them are doing 4 such campaigns in a year. In 1 month, that person, one person is producing about 16 reports, and they have 30 districts, and each district has one trainer. That means 16 into 30, that many reports he will receive, and he has to figure out what to do. One report, he said, will take 1 day for him to process. Now he is not doing this because it will take a lot of time. And if he does this, then there will be no time for other things. Can you see that he knows what he needs to do, what is the most important thing, and still he is not able to engage in that because he will not be able to do other things. Now, what is your take? Do you get yourself in such kind of dilemma? What to do, what should be done, and what needs to be done? What needs to be done, and how much you should do so that your boss can see that you are really working. Now, why you are doing something which needs to be done, you may find a skill gap. Now, unless you do, you can't find that skill gap, right? So that skill gap is only thing that you should be focusing on right now, rather than doing the 1,000 other things that your profile sees as possibility, side work. You can delegate those to your next level, right? Now, delegating is also a skill. Decision making, another skill. Knowing what should be done right now is a skill. Communicating about what you are going to do is another skill. Documenting all your experiences, also skill. So there are a lot of skills around just one thing. And he has one positioning, one line positioning, that he is going to increase the customer base for his company. That is the one line, and around that he has to strategize his career. So he went to his HR and asked whether he is going on the right direction. Now she started communicating with him, saying that yes, and plus there are other things to do. I said, now you are in a negotiating position with your HR manager, even your boss, you can see. If this requires one day to process and there is only 30 days in a month, and every month you are getting kind of 480 reports to process, where is the time? There are more people like you are required, or how you process that information, there has to be another method to process that information, another MIS to be generated method. So all that requires understanding of this person's level and communicating with the boss, so that he knows, or the HR knows, the senior management knows what is the problem, why things are not moving. This is the job of a manager all the time. What needs to be done, and whether with the existing resources it can be done, or what should be the altered work profile that needs to be created around this new position. Partly, it is our job to convey this to the boss. So till this job is not happening, if we say that it is the boss's worst problem, no, it is not. 50% of it is our problem also. If we think that it is the responsibility of the HR and the organization to figure out what profile should be designed and how should be hired, then this is a misnomer. Most of the organization don't know what needs to be done. They only have a vague idea about what needs to be done. This one needs to keep in mind. Right, and that is why all the problems, there is a gap in communication because of that, this, and the performance, even despite hardworking and well-meaning and everything capable also, this person is not able to do what he was supposed to do, and he was missing his promotion, his incentives, his recognition, and he is irrelevant right now, you know, and he is not able to know his calling either. Most of us are not trained to give attention to our calling, right? So that will be another subject again. So let me discuss that in another life. Right now, this is the problem. Are you facing similar kind of problems? Then do join my discussion call on Saturdays, wherein we can explore more about where things can be improved. And maybe we can figure out a roadmap. That is what I call as a strategic career ladder, which will be organization agnostic. No matter which organization you go to, because you have already developed that mindset for placing yourself strategically, you now don't have any problem in fitting into any role. So I'll see you in one of my discussion call, and hope you'll register to come into my discussion call. You have to register yourself with the link that will be along with this video. So go there and register, and see you in the Saturday call, discussion call. Thank you for watching.